It's time for another Classy Car Chat. One of Al's Classy Car Chats brought to you here in the 2024 season by JDR Seeds of Wesley. Today, we've traveled out to the Oak Lake area. Beautiful spring day, by the way, as we're recording this. Jim Wilcox is with me on this broadcast. He is the person we're going to be visiting with about his car. So, Jim, welcome to Car Chat.
Well, thank you, Al. It's a great day, isn't it?
I couldn't think of a nicer day to be looking at a Chevy Corvette, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about on this Car Chat.
You bet. It's fun to see her out there glistening in the sun.
So tell us, what is this? It's a Corvette, but tell us exactly what we're looking at.
Well, it's a 1962 Restomod Corvette. Basically got an LS1 motor in it. It's been gone through, got quite a bit of updates, even a Bluetooth radio. So kind of a nice option as far as for cars. It's got the old style, but it's got modern amenities and reliability.
You know, back in 1962, that car probably had an AM radio only. That's probably the only kind of stereo that had in it.
I'm sure it was. So, I didn't even think about that. But yeah, it's still got the crank windows for your young kids. It's not a push button. Other than that, it's got a lot of the new amenities.
So 1962 Vet, tell us the color. It's a really pretty color combination.
It's a Cadillac white, the gray in the center. As you know, in 62, they're all solid, so it's a Restomod, so it's not trying to be period specific, but it's a beautiful white with that gray and the chrome rims. It's a very pretty car.
Beautiful black interior.
Yep, it's got a nice black interior that's all been redone and new mats and everything, so definitely pretty.
And like any other car, there's always a story, especially on the classic cars. I usually find the people that I visit with, I've been doing this, this is my fourth season of Classic Car Chats, there's usually a story behind that car as to why they got that car, and usually a story about getting it home or something like that.
Well, my story's a little bit different. Had a neighbor when I was growing up that had a split-window Corvette across the way, and I would tell my dad that by the time I was 30, I was going to have enough to buy me a nice red Corvette. And I came home from college not too many months into college starting, and I told Dad that my girlfriend was pregnant, and he didn't say anything right away, but he later touched my shoulder and says, well, remember that Corvette you wanted? You can forget about that now. And so that was the truth.
True story, yeah.
When I hit 60, I decided, you know, maybe I can get that Corvette now. So I started looking, and Deb and I went down to Kamna's and Fort Dodge and looked at a new Corvette they had, and yeah, it was nice and everything else in 2020 model. And I started looking on the internet, and I came across this in St. Louis. Asked Debbie what she thought and said, you know, it was 1962, great year. That ought to be our car. And lo and behold, it is.
62 Vet, absolutely beautiful. This one has, as you said, it's a Restomod. So it's really, there's been a lot of things done to it, air conditioning added, and as you said, those wonderful amenities that we enjoy.
You bet. It's got racing suspension, front disc brakes. We put a new radiator in it. We had G-Force work on a lot of stuff for us on all new electrical. Funny story, the guy that actually built it, Whipple Superchargers, those that know that, actually owned this car, and it doesn't have supercharger. But it must have been a project that he did some night, because the wiring was a nightmare and even had a little electrical fire. So we had to have that all rewiring done and everything else on it. But it's got, like I said, Bluetooth radio, air conditioning, LS1 motor, racing suspension, front disc brakes. We put in new headlights so we can see at night when we go to shows and want to come home a little bit later. So it's, like I said, it's got a lot of new amenities, but it's still got the style.
I always thought these the late 50s, early 60s Vets, I always thought were just beautifully styled cars.
I really like the 62. It's got the front end of the older cars, but yet that rear end kind of carried over into the 63s, 64s. I just like the shape of it. Been told, many people have told me that it's a gorgeous car, and that even people that don't like white cars like it.
It looks nice in the color. I love the white and the gray inserts on the side panels of it. Beautiful car, Jim. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Well, I greatly appreciate you coming out, Al, and having the conversations we've had. I've enjoyed it tremendously.
Jim Wilcox with us on this Classic Car Chat, sharing information, talking about his 1962 Chevrolet Corvette. This Classic Car Chat has been brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley.